Diary of a Praying CEO, read by Ade Ojomo, Director, KUW Advisory Group. My dear Father, just pondering over how I can improve the relationship that I have with you. How can I be a man after your heart? When I consider what you have done for me, my family, and my career, giving thanks and praise is the least that I can do. Now, there's a popular song sang by one of your children called "I Am a Friend of God." But can I truly sing that song without sometimes feeling guilty when I reflect on my words, my thoughts, and sometimes my deeds? But for your grace seems to be the get-out clause. But for how long does one want to play that card? Lord, as the journey continues, I pray that your Spirit takes me to the next level of intimacy, where I can truly say in words, thoughts, and deeds that I am a true friend of God. Your loving word encourages us to ask and we shall receive, seek and we shall find. These are the hallmarks of how a true friendship should operate, but we ask and seek sparingly instead of abundantly. At a time like this, where the whole world seems to be in total chaos and confusion, one would expect the knocking on heaven's door to be loud and clear, in the sense that we need your intervention soonest. But that does not seem to be the case, as we seem to put our trust in horses and chariots instead of the name of the Lord. A quick scan over the world right now confirms the truth that we need a miracle right now with the number of COVID-19 variants that are developing, India being the major case study at this point in time. Lord, we need your mercy that endureth forever right now, as we pray for a godly solution for the eradication of this virus. Despite the circumstances that the world is facing, we continue to give you all the glory and all the praises, because you still remain a kind and compassionate God. Until the next board meeting, keep us well and safe. Yours, CEO.